This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Three people die of cholera infection in Persa district in the last 24 hours. 28 more people infected with cholera. UML General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel calls India-China move to use Nepali land without consent on fear, stresses initiatives to resolve the problem based on facts and evidence. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjuna Deo Ba Phis Khoresikolon, Vice President of Vietnam, Bho Thin An Suan, various dimensions of Nepal-Vietnam relations discussed during meeting, and foreign nationals among five killed in New York State tour bus crash. Now the news in detail. Three people have died of cholera infection in Persa district in the last 24 hours. Public Health Officer Jayamot Thakur at the District Public Health Office said cholera infection has been confirmed in 28 people. The test was performed after diarrhea was spread in Birganj. According to information officer at the Narayani Hospital, Birganj, Dr. Uday Narayan Singh, five of the diarrhea-infected patients were confirmed to have been infected with cholera. Meanwhile, Birganj Metropolitan City has closed public and private schools following the spread of the cholera for 2 days. The CP and UML General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel has said that it is unfair for China and India to try to use Nepali land without Nepal's consent. At a press conference organized by Press Sautari Nepal Dang in Ghorahi today, Pokhrel said, Limpia, Dura, Lipulik and Kalapani areas are Nepal's land and that any attempt to use them without consent would be unacceptable. He said Nepal has expressed its disagreement through its diplomatic mission. Leader Pokhrel also added that initiatives should be taken to resolve the problem based on facts and evidence, claiming that the Sugauli Treaty border is the real border. He said that Nepal's stance is based on the facts and evidence. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjuna Deo Ba has paid a courtesy call on Vice President of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam, Bho Thin An Suan, today. The Vietnamese Vice President arrived in Kathmandu today for a 3-day official visit to Nepal at the friendly invitation of Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav. During the meeting, various dimensions of Nepal-Vietnam relations, as well as issues of bilateral interest and mutual concerns, were discussed. On the occasion, Minister Dr. Rana emphasized the need to highlight the cultural relations between the two countries, while adding that Buddhism is a strong link in expanding relations between the two countries. The Foreign Affairs Minister also showed Vietnam's support to Nepal's candidacy for 2029 membership of the UN Human Rights Council and 2029 to 2031 membership of the Economic and Social Council. Kuseongsi or Father's Day has been observed across the country today. Hindus celebrate Kuseongsi today by bringing Kus, a sharp-edged holy grass, into their houses. Religious expert Dr. Ramchandra Gautam said there is a religious belief that keeping Kus brought by priest and anointed with sacred verses or mantras in the house brings well-being to the households. The Hindu community regards Kus, Tulsi, Bajil plant, people and Saligram, an ammonite stone, as the symbol of Lord Vishnu. The day is also celebrated as Father's Day. People on this occasion wish their fathers with gifts and delicious food items, including sweets and so reverence. The 160th birth anniversary of the national luminary Yuva Kavi, the youth poet Motiram Bhatt, has been observed by organizing several literary events today. Bhatt was born in 1866 and died on the same day in 1896 at the age of 30. He lived a short life but is ever remembered for his substantial contributions to the world of Nepali literature, especially for immortalizing Adi Kavi Bhanu Bhakta Acharya by making public his biography. Furthermore, Bhatta was also credited for introducing the printing press in Nepal for the first time. He was the one who introduced ghazals in Nepali literature. A woman has died of scrub typhus in Chitwan district. The 36-year-old woman succumbed to scrub typhus in course of treatment in the Bharatpur Hospital. Hospital spokesperson Dr. Ramprasad Sapkota said that a resident of Bardakhat Municipality 13 was hospitalized on the 20th of August. Meanwhile, Public Health Office Chief Dinesh Rupaketi said lately, 73 patients have been diagnosed with scrub typhus at various hospitals in Chitwan district. This news comes from the Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Minister for Education, Science and Technology Raghuji Pant has said that new generation should be connected to literature for amplifying voices for social justice. Addressing a literary program in Kathmandu today, Minister Pant veered economic interest is, however, overriding the voices for justice across the globe at present. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. 5 people were killed and many were injured when a tour bus returning to New York City from Niagara Falls with 54 people on board crashed and rolled on its side on an interstate highway. According to Al Jazeera, a police spokesperson said that the bus left the road on a highway about 40 kilometers east of the northern city of Buffalo on Friday. Passengers from China, India, the Philippines, and the Middle East and the US were on board the bus when it crashed at full speed. The authorities have ruled out mechanical failure and driver health issues and said no other vehicles were also involved. India is working with a French company to develop and manufacture fighter jet engines in the country. AFP News Agency cited New Delhi's defense minister as saying, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh in May approved the prototype of a fifth-generation advanced medium combat aircraft, calling it a significant push towards enhancing India's indigenous defense capabilities. Singh, in a speech at a conference in New Delhi on Friday, gave more details about the developing fighter jet aircraft engines in the country. He, however, did not name the company, but Indian media widely reported the company to be Safran, which has been working in India for decades in aviation and defense sectors. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall at a few places in Madhes, Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly areas of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 3 people die of cholera infection in Purse district in the last 24 hours. 28 more people infected with cholera. UML General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel calls India-China move to use Nepali land without consent unfair, stresses initiatives to resolve the problem based on facts and evidence. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba pays courtesy call on Vice President of Vietnam, Bho Thin Anh Xuan. Various dimensions of Nepal-Vietnam relations discussed during meeting. and foreign nationals among five killed in New York State tour bus crash. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.